Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of building blocks, we were on page 27 in the middle of number 6, talking about the meaning of the word repent. Oh, listen closely as we pick up there today. Foundation for the Bible stands. I was sharing with somebody just today, before I recorded this, that I repented when I got married. And my wife repented when she married me 50 years ago. Now, you say, how did that happen? You repented on that very day. It's when it gets, no, I'm illustrating repentance. Now, I dated some other girls before I met my wife, and probably one or two of those I could have married. My wife dated other men before we got married, and she could have married a whole lot more men than I could have women, okay? So she was just a tremendous woman, still is. But we repented. We're turned from all others to turn to this one. We're turning from ourselves and anything else. We're turning to Jesus Christ. That's repentance. To turn from, but it's also to turn to. We're turning to Jesus Christ. That's why Acts 17, 30 and 31 says, God commandeth all men, not just some, all men, everywhere. That's why it's whosoever will can be saved. God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Why? Because he's appointed a day in which he will judge the world by that man that he ordained and showed it to be so by raising him from the dead. You see, sometimes we use the word repent and we're not really sure what we're talking about. Yes, it means to change your mind. It also means to turn from. One is turning from himself and turning to Jesus Christ, depending on him and him alone for salvation. This is trusting your eternity with Jesus Christ. The word of God does not lie. Therefore, if they follow God's way to be saved, then they are saved. Romans 10:10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. Now, with your heart, you're trusting your very eternity, your very life for eternity. With your heart, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. In other words, you're trusting the righteousness of Jesus Christ to make you accepted in heaven before God. That's your ticket in. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And God doesn't lie. That's why we read in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18, that by these two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, that we might have a strong consolation, who have fled to him for refuge to lay hold upon the hope that is set before us, the hope of heaven. And he said there that God, it's impossible for God to lie. He is a holy God. Therefore, it's impossible to be holy and lie. All right. So we call upon him to save our soul. So we see here now, let's review before I go on to this number 7. We are to let people know God loves them, that all his sin comes short of the glory of God. Number 3, that the wages of sin is death, that is, you go to hell. Number 4, God's gift is eternal life. It's a gift, it's not earned. Number 5, we must believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross for our sins and 3 days later rose bodily from the grave. Number 6, we must believe with the heart, that is, trust him with our life in repentance and faith. And then number 7, we need to offer to lead the person through prayer for salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Remind them, the prayer will only be words if they don't mean it from their heart. They're not going to trust him with their life. You could pray a prayer as follows in leading them in a prayer. Now, when I lead somebody through a prayer of salvation, I just pray 2 or 3 words at a time and let them repeat it aloud. But here's a prayer, the way I'd pray it. Dear God. He said, why don't you say Heavenly Father? Well, because he's not their father yet until they've received him. So I tell them to pray, dear God, I know I am a sinner. Please forgive me of my sin. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross and died for all my sin. I believe 3 days later, he rose up bodily from the dead. I give you my life right now. Come into my heart and my life and save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you're taken through that prayer and they pray aloud with you, then show them Romans 10:13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Show them again Ephesians 2:8-9, where it says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works. You don't earn it. Not of works, lest any man should boast. You may also show them 1 John 5:11-13. There it says, and this is the record, that God hath given unto us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Now, how can you know that you're saved? Well, you receive him as your Savior. You're taking him at his word. You know that he cannot lie. So you believe on him. You're trusting him with your life. That's what you're doing. And by that, you know you have eternal life because you believe, you're trusting him for your salvation. Now, let me just, what's not written there on your page, your people are going to sin. If we confess our sins, 1 John 1:9 says that he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We're still going to have that old sin nature until we get to heaven, and that's eradicated. Right now, sin doesn't have to have power over them, and the penalty of sin is taken care of. Now it's just beginning to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Now show them that this is God's word and not yours. It's based on his word. If they meant this, then their eternal destiny is heaven. The next thing to do is to invite them to church. Tell them they need to make this decision public. Now, back in Romans, we went through 10:9 and 10, and then verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But verse 11 there said, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. And so I usually tell people, now, what you've done is for salvation. You've done all that's necessary, but God wants you to not be ashamed of it. Are you ashamed that Jesus saved you? They'll say, no. And so you're not ashamed of Jesus Christ? No. Then what we do is we walk forward, and most of the people that are there at the church have done the same thing. And I tell them, you know, when you make this public, there's two ways you could go about it. You could rent a truck and put great big loudspeakers on the back of it and drive around with a big sign inside the truck. I, Andy Bloom, just got saved. Praise God. I, Andy Bloom, just got saved. Praise God. I confessed I was a sinner. And I believed that Jesus died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead. And I asked him to save. And I can drive up down all the places where I live around that block and all the whole subdivision, and then maybe around the city. Well, before too long, they're going to have men with white coats that are going to put me in a straitjacket and carry me off. So the way we normally do it is at church during the invitation time, we walk forward and we make it public. Then we tell the pastor we've come to make public the salvation decision, and the pastor shares that with the people. And of course, in the next step, as we went through this booklet, is after salvation, you get baptized, and then you get into these things, and this is where, after you've led a person to Christ, you start taking them through this booklet to get them grounded in the Lord, and as they get grounded, then you get them serving the Lord and witnessing the gospel to others as well. Now, it is possible to use only the book of Romans in presenting the plan of salvation, and you can see that through those verses that we gave you throughout this presentation, and they can get saved. I just hope that Lord Jesus Christ, through his Holy Spirit, will use this booklet to make you fruitful for Christ. You see, we want you to lead people to Christ. We just gave you a plan of salvation here, but we also want you to teach others to fulfill the Great Commission. Now, Great Commission is to go and teach them, go ye into all the world and teach all creatures. Teach them what? The way of salvation. Then baptizing them, getting them to get baptized, and then the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. So then you teach them things, and this booklet's a good way to get started on that and getting them growing in the Lord and teaching them how to serve the Lord. Now, the booklet has questions here right at the end, so let's go over those real quickly before we close this out. Question number one, what is the threefold responsibility of a Christian? Number one is to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. The next one is to witness to the lost of Christ and bring them to trust Christ, try to get them saved, so to speak, as we say, lead them to Jesus Christ. And then number three, of course, we are to edify the saints, encourage them, edify the saints, try to build them up in the Lord, build one another in the Lord. And by the way, isn't that the Great Commission? Number two, every family should have a family altar. Is it fill in the blank answer? Number three, in the family altar, it is good to have your children pray. The answer is A, specifically, not mechanically, not just in generalities, but pray specifically. Okay, question number four. One can read a tract or use his own personal testimony in witnessing to the lost. And the answer to that is true. Number five, give the 7 points that were presented in giving the plan of salvation. Well, God loves man. Number two, all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. Number three, sin's wage is death, final complete separation forever from God in the lake of fire. Number four, is God's gift is eternal life. It's a gift. Okay. Number five, you must believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross and died for you, and 3 days later rose up from the dead bodily. Number six, you must believe with your heart, trusting him with your life. And then number seven, you lead them to Christ, to receive Christ, praying to receive him. Okay, so those were the 7 steps right there in the plan of salvation. Number six, is it possible to give the plan of salvation using only the book of Romans? And the answer is yes. And then number eight, we should lead the one to whom we witness in prayer to receive Christ. And again, the answer is yes. Okay, so again, those are things that are there that you can use using this booklet. Now, we've gone through this booklet, and in our next broadcast, we'll be starting another book of the Bible. What I would like to ask you to do right now is to dedicate yourself to either reread this booklet online or download it, or you can write us and ask us to send you a booklet, and we will. But whatever it is, get started, go over it yourself, get it down in your mind, and then start to teach it to others. Now, you know that as we went through this booklet, I expanded on it different places. Our sermons, all these things, this entire booklet that I've just covered now, are divided up in radio messages on the internet, and it will be there from now on. So I encourage you to go there as well. But if you'll do that, would you just let us know, write us and let us know. And let us know if you do use the booklet, whether it's with your family or with the new believer or something like that. Let us know how that goes. We'd greatly appreciate it. It would excite us to know that you're able to use it. I'm going to pray a prayer. And as I pray this prayer, it's a prayer of dedication or promise to God that you'll do it. And so just perhaps you could pray this prayer like this. My precious Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing me to be able to edify other saints. And Lord, may I use this booklet, whether it's to help my family, a new believer in Christ, someone I lead to Christ, someone in the church. Use me, Lord, not only lead a soul to Christ, but to get them grounded in the Word. And glorify yourself through me today, Lord. Lord, I promise you I'll do my best to not only win the loss, but to disciple them in Christ Jesus. And this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If that was your prayer and you meant it, would you let me know? Just you can email me, or the announcer will give you our mailing address here at the end and let me know that you've done that. I'd appreciate that so very much. Well, I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.